It's time for our Johnson Brock Coach Show. It is brought to you each week here on Sunny 101.3. Our visit with Coach Brett Davis as the Eagles come off. What a tough loss, Coach. We talked a little bit about the injury bug that you guys have been hit pretty hard by the week before. And, gosh, the kids came out. It sounds like they played pretty well, got a lead, and then just a couple more kids got dinged up and a triple overtime loss. Boy, those got to hurt.
Yeah, it does. You know, it's... We talked about it, you know, after the game, you know, as a team, you know, saying, you know, hindsight is 20/20. There's going to be a lot of what ifs, you know, on the bus going home, you know. But, you know, we said it doesn't come down to one play at the end. It comes down to, you know, several plays throughout the game, you know, some missed opportunities here and there and a couple missed tackles and penalties, you know. I mean, there's just, you know, just some things that, you know, we clean up one or two of those areas and we it never gets a triple overtime. So, it was a tough one. Like you said, you know, injuries played a role in this one again. You know, I thought, you know, the first half, you know, we moved Volker back to the backfield, and he was, you know, we actually put in the read option, something that we've never done, and I thought we were doing really well with it, actually. Stahl and Volker were doing a nice job with their reads, and it was running pretty well. And, you know, then early in the second half, you know, Volker twists his ankle pretty badly, you know, where he couldn't really run or block, so that took a pretty key element out of our offense, and that really further limited what we could do in the second half, and they also carried over to defense a little bit with his mobility. So, you know, it hurt, especially when we don't have many guys that can go in and give him a blow.
It's really tough. I mean, I guess defensively, if you get a move, if you get some injury on defense, you can throw a kid in there no matter what size and say, go knock somebody down, and maybe that'll work. Offense, when you get to move a kid to someplace in the middle of a game where he hasn't played before, that's just got to give you the shivers as a coach.
Yeah, it really does. You know, not only does it really further your playbook, you know, but we had already tried to simplify things as much as possible because we had, you know, several other positions, a couple positions on the line, and, yeah, the one position in the backfield going in. So we really reduced our playbook down, you know, just a handful of plays. And, you know, then, you know, with an injury like that, it even further limits what you can do. So, you know, we got to overtime. There's some things that, you know, I think would have really worked well had we had our guys healthy, you know, but, you know, there was just so much you could do at that point. And we, you know, just told the kids, hey, you know, let's just buckle down and get it, you know, try to get it down in the trenches. And, you know, it just didn't happen on Friday.
Welcome back. Visit more with Coach Davis after this timeout on Sunny 101.3. Welcome back to our Johnson Brock Eagles Coaches Show, our weekly visit with head coach Brett Davis. The Eagles this week getting ready for Deschler, and I can't imagine what you're going through as a coach this week, because you're looking around your district from last week, and the team that I think most people probably thought was either the best or second best in Friend got beat by Freeman. And, you know, I mean, it's everything's up in the air now. Nobody knows what's going on in this district. What's Deschler got? I know they're 2-4, 1-2 in the district, but looks like any given night you could be in trouble here.
Well, I tell you, Deschler's a good team, you know, and it's a team that, you know, matchup-wise we're really going to, you know, have some difficulties with. They've got some good size up front on both their offensive and defensive lines, you know, so we're going to be outmanned there a little bit. And, you know, in the backfield they've got Luke Deloy back, and he was a 1,000-yard rusher from last year. They run the ISO and the sweep really well. You know, they're predominantly a power football team, and you know, it's just going to be hard. You know, this week, just based on numbers, you know, we got 12 healthy kids right now that, you know, that can move around, you know, okay, you know, so that limits, you know, that takes away our scrimmage opportunities and the amount of things we're going to be able to assimilate. So it's going to have to be a lot of film time and just a lot of mental reps and trying to get the kids ready in that regard, because, yeah, Deschler, you know, they're a good team. They got beat last week by BDS, but only by a couple touchdowns. Yeah, and then you throw Freeman in there. I mean, we knew going in our district was going to be much improved and probably, you know, one of the tougher districts in D1, just because D1 is kind of a down class this year. And, you know, it is. It's shaping up to be that way, you know, where every week, you know. I mean, Dillard Odell's getting better. They're all good football teams.
And this is the year, 2 years, this year, the next year, you picked not to have many kids on the football team. Congratulations.
Yeah, I know. That's kind of what we thought, too.
You guys are used to getting your team on road trips. Deschler, I mean, it's not terrible, but it's about the worst one you got this year, it looks like.
Yeah, you know, that's why we're excited that that we finally get them. We made that trip out there last year, you know, and we're excited they at least have to come to our place. It'll be parents' night, you know, so that'll be nice for the kids, you know, and then finish up the season next week on the road. Yeah, I mean, in that regard, you know, not only, you know, numbers, you know, but, you know, just playing, you know, we're glad we'll finally get another home game. Only having the three home games this year and five road games, that's been kind of a tough stretch for the kids, too.
Coach, thanks for taking time to visit with us. Good luck in the ball game on Friday.
Hey, thanks, John.
That is our Johnson Brock Coach Show, brought to you by the Farmers Bank of Cook, by Brinkman Brothers in Tecumseh, by Johns County Memorial Hospital in Tecumseh.